When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. Sports
Flash. Time for an unsportsmanlike conduct Sports Flash update. Sports Flash. From the Sports Flash Sports Desk.
Broncos country.
Let's
dismount.
It doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
It doesn't, but I mean, that's the opposite of let's ride.
Yeah, I forgot that this hadn't happened officially because we all knew that it was going to.
Yeah,
it seemed like a
foregone conclusion that old Russ had played his final snap as the quarterback of the Denver Broncos.
And indeed, he has played his last snap as
it's done.
Quarterback of the Denver Broncos. He's leaving.
Yeah, he put out a statement. By the way, Russ.
As did the team, by the way.
Russ is, I didn't see the team statement, but
holy crap.
But Russell's,
it's a lot of words.
Well, it's a lot of words, but he also had the, center, you know, you got the paragraph version where it's, all to the left, all to the right. He used the all to the center. So everything is centered.
Yeah.
Kind of like distracting it when you read it that way.
What? Really?
Well, yeah.
An interesting complaint.
It should be everything to the left.
Or if you're going to do it, have the paragraphs a similar length so it goes to the same size, right? Like that is.
Or yeah, small. But this is all centered.
Maybe he should have.
Goofy.
Maybe he should have formatted it so it made a Bronco head.
That would have been even worse, Nick.
Yes, but I would have understood that more than just having everything centered. But he went through a very. I mean, he identified, you know, teammates like Cortland Sutherland. Sutherland.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm thinking Donald Sutherland.
Yeah. Oh.
I'll never forget.
The actor?
I'll never forget your one-handed catch in L.A. and your toe-tap in Buffalo.
Are you on Russ's tweet right now?
John is.
Bulls, you're always wrapping your arm around me, win or lose. And you're also wrapping your arm around the other team, which is why you get flagged for holding.
Nice reference, John.
He even called out the people in the cafeteria for bringing good food and better jams.
That guy sucks. He is such a tryhard.
What he's thinking, people?
It's all phony. He is a phony. Nick, what did you want to say about his Twitter?
I say there's a comment from a sports book on there.
Oh, lovely.
It's interesting.
So that's what they do now.
Is it? Try to get all snarky?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So the Broncos are releasing him, and he...
$85 million in dead cap money, man.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Must be nice.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
can you imagine to get paid $85 million not to work?
Wow.
That is the freaking dream.
Well, that's 85 in dead cap money. That's just off the cap. That's not necessarily what's going into Russell's pocket.
Yeah, I believe the number in his pocket is like 200 something million.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's like that scene from Moneyball. They're paying you this much money not to have you.
Mm-hmm. Trevor and Lincoln says Broncos in cap hell next year. Yeah, it says a lot about him that they were very okay with moving on. Very okay with moving on from him.
I agree.
Wonder how Stibbs feels about it.
He's probably very happy. He doesn't care.
I wonder what,
saw him this weekend. He was wearing a Mariners hat. He's a baseball boy.
Baseball.
Well, it's baseball season.
I gave him a hat. I gave him a Mariners hat that I owned.
You never gave me a Mariners hat.
Mariners fan.
I wonder how Viking fan is doing today.
I saw a tweet from Mike Schaefer. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
That's why I asked.
So Mike Schaefer is very concerned that the Vikings are going to draft J.J. McCarthy. His new fear is Minnesota signs Russell Wilson and drafts
J.J. McCarthy.
Minnesota! Yeah, that would be a bummer.
That would be extremely on brand.
Poor Mike.
Feels like something Minnesota would do.
Poor Mike.
Yes. I would feel for you, Minnesota. I really would.
So, Pittsburgh, right? Do we think he's going to Pittsburgh?
I don't know.
I think I'm on the Pittsburgh train.
Why?
He'll end up somewhere.
It just feels right.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know what feels right for old Russ. He'll end up somewhere, though. I mean, there's still mileage right there, and I think in the right situation, he might still be functional.
Yeah.
Maybe he just needs a new scheme.
Mm.
I don't know. Well,
he does not need a new scheme. He's been actively bad since the COVID year. He was awesome. There is like a line in that season where suddenly everything changed and he suddenly got bad. And he's been bad since then. He was great.
Well, that
I think I have a theory that he got COVID.
Oh.
And that we just never knew about it. That was my theory back then, but he's been bad since then.
Didn't Aaron Donald take him out of a game on a Thursday night?
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
That he got hurt that year?
And Geno came in.
Geno? Yeah, it's been bad ever since.
I thought he was off to a good start that year, and then the Rams.
He was off to an awesome start.
Rams played him on a Thursday night, and he hit his hand on Aaron Donald,
and everything changed.
And everything changed.
I do vaguely remember
everything
that
changed
now.
When Aaron Donald attacked Aaron Donald.
Uh huh.
But going back to the college football scheduling for just a moment.
Yeah.
So
that's not Russell Wilson.
If we have this new 14-team format where, I guess for lack of a better term, we'll call it, in honor of Brett McMurphy, the invitational format.
Nice.
Where you have these automatic bids, 3 to the Big Ten, 3 to the SEC, 2 to the Big 12, 2 to the ACC. Is that, and essentially what it does is it narrows down the possible at-larges to 3 or 2, depending on what happens with Notre Dame. Because if Notre Dame finishes in the top 14, they'll get one of those 3 spots. So you could have only 2 at-larges in a 14-team field. Does that encourage or discourage better non-conference scheduling?
It's a great question because, honestly, I think you can make an argument season to season. Hell, I'm gonna use 2 separate teams from this past season to make both sides of the argument.
Mm-hmm.
On one side, I would say, John, schedule doesn't matter. Look at what Michigan did. And that was the team that Sam McEwen brought up right in his column. They played nobody. It didn't cost them. They ended up winning the national championship. Why would you care? The other side would be, if Texas doesn't play Alabama, they do not make the playoff, period. If they would have played College of Charleston or something like that, and they would have beat them, and I know I don't want to do the whole, well, we don't know that they would have lost Oklahoma. No, I'm going to pretend the rest of the schedule plays out the exact same way. But they beat Tulsa in the non-con and then lose to Oklahoma. They do not make the playoff, and Florida State would have gotten in above them.
Right.
That win was the trump card. So to answer the question, I don't know.
But in those examples, Michigan won the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
They would have gotten one of the 3 bids.
Mm-hmm.
Texas won the Big 12. They would have gotten
one. You're talking about in a new era?
Yeah, I'm talking about
about the wild card, right? That's
yeah.
That's what you're arguing.
Right. So you're correct.
I'm using it more as a look at one team,
yes.
They weren't punished. Look at another team, they benefited.
But those teams, those at-large teams, are going to be from the down-ballot
yes.
schools
of the big,
in the SEC and the Big Ten more likely.
Than the ACC and the Big 12.
So what this actually might encourage or force is, let's just pretend. We're going to go to extremes here just for the example. Let's say that the Big Ten and the SEC start to go on the cream puff diet and start to avoid good non-conference games.
This is going to make you cream.
But because they only have 2 auto bids apiece, what if the Big 12 and the ACC started doing a scheduling alliance to try to game the system?
To try to make it tougher?
So that they could have some games in the non-conference that are quality games,
mm-hmm.
and possibly, and then if they could theoretically have a better resume than a Big Ten or an SEC 4th or 5th place team.
That's not playing anybody in the non-conference. So yeah, that's what they're going to have to figure out, because then the Big Ten fans will say, yeah, but we play tougher conference schedules, which is like what SEC fans have said for years.
And here's the problem with all of this way of thinking.
It's a circle jerky.
Is because you're going to have even less data points comparing quality of conference, because they'll be theoretically, again, I'm going to the extreme version here, but theoretically, you're going to have less non-conference games. How are you going to be able to compare if the SEC is that much better than any other league or vice versa in that season?
Mm-hmm.
Because you may not have Alabama playing Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
You may not have Texas playing Oregon. you may not have Florida State playing Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Just throwing out different examples.
Sure.
You'll have less data points to actually compare conference strength. And, of course, that's what the Big Ten and the SEC are banking on because, well, we'll just get in because we have B1G or SEC behind our name. And that's all we need.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Look, the committee, as always, will use whatever arguments they want to.
Sure.
And
change it from year to year.
Tyler writes, Florida State also had a good non-conference win with LSU, yet they still got nixed with a good OOC. And that's the thing, man. Like, you don't know. Year to year, they are very inconsistent. And obviously, that was a totally unique scenario where they used the eject button that they didn't use with Ohio State a decade earlier.
Yeah.
And that was, well, their quarterback's hurt.
Yeah, and the team that aced them out was the team, ironically enough, that lost that non-conference game that got Texas in the playoff.
Bingo. Bingo.
So I don't know. But that might be a possible solution. What if the Big 12 and the ACC said, well, we need to start playing each other a little more often just so it shows that we're trying.
Yeah, look at us. We're playing harder teams.
Now,
it just depends on what the committee wants. And again, that the at-large spots are now so finite.
Yes.
They're going to be a very finite number, much more finite than we expected.
You're talking about the teams that are going to be the at-large teams if this new format takes hold. You're talking, so the pool of teams you will be looking at more than likely will be the
fourth place
and the fifth place teams from the Big Ten or the SEC.
And then the third and the fourth.
And the third and the fourth place teams from the Big 12 and the ACC.
And that's what we're talking about.
And that's kind of the pool that you're looking at,
yeah,
theoretically. So you might need a good non-conference schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have that one win, and let's say you finish in a tie for fourth, but it looks more impressive that you went on the road and beat Florida State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that you have that win in your back pocket.
It might still help, maybe. Coming up next, Mitch Sherman will join us from The Athletic. We're going to talk about sloganeering.
Mm.
It's back, folks, and in a big way.
Mm.
1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.